You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I am surrounded by people who can play an instrument. My son can play the guitar. My wife and daughter-in-law play the piano quite well. And here I am. I played drums when I was a kid. I had a drum set. Mm-hmm. I think, Jeremy, you were the same way. You and I were drummers.
I did drums and piano for many, many years, man.
Did you retain anything from the piano?
Nothing from the piano. A little bit from the drums.
That's cool.
I went over to a buddy's house, that Christmas party I mentioned a few hours ago in 2019. And his kid plays drums. And I went up to his bedroom and started rocking out on the drums a little bit. And then Dad came upstairs and told me to stop.
It out.
He's like, it's too loud. Can you stop?
Years ago, Gritch got Zoe a drum set for Christmas because she thought, you know, because Zoe plays the piano really well and she kind of does okay on the guitar and stuff. And so she had mentioned something about it. Anyway, the drum set went completely unused. Note to anybody who wants to buy a drum set for their kids, I would highly encourage you to go on to Nextdoor or eBay
or something, yeah.
Because you're going to find very, very lightly used drum sets all over the place.
Yeah.
And the odds are your kid will not play it for more than a few weeks.
It's the kids that stop playing, they lose interest, and then the parents probably that are like, yeah, we should switch to something else.
Yeah, it's a combo, yeah. So that was funny. But I do remember I hadn't really sat down at a drum kit in so many years when she got that. And what I did was I probably played it more than she did, just working out the whole drum ending or the big drum break from In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. I played that a few times, and then I got the, please stop.
No more.
That's enough. But on Friday, an interesting little conversation came up in the studio regarding sexy instruments. If you had to pick one, Jeremy, as the sexiest,
and the sexiest.
Bring Josh into this too.
Now, are we talking, I guess we would have to say being played, right? Because there's a few instruments there's a few instruments that if you are just holding, it essentially is sexy. Like the guitar, like I feel like there's that meme floating around. It's like, what was it? It was this really homely looking guy or whatever. And then he was just standing there by himself. And then they put a guitar in his hand and he was standing there, same pose with the guitar. And he had two women on each side of him.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you remember the photos we took, the side by side where you and I are just sitting there
in a band and not in a band? Well, I'll have to dig those up.
Right. Dom and Jeremy in a band. Dom and Jeremy, not in a band. And side by side, they were hilarious.
Yes. Oh, I'll dig those up. Those were funny.
Yeah, it's a little side by side that still makes me laugh when I think about it.
In general,
you got to pick one. What
pick one?
Pick?
Probably the Glockenspiel. No.
You're a Glockenspiel.
The guitar, I think. I'm going to have to go with guitar. And it's funny because Josh, he's in here now, our producer, he teaches Reed, my son, how to play guitar. Josh is our guitar teacher. And
so when Josh comes over,
he's always over there. No, Josh is here, right? My wife's like, oh, Josh is here. No.
You can't stop looking at him and going, oh my God, Josh, she looks so hot right now.
No, but he is always telling Reed, he's just making comments about, oh, the ladies will love this one or the ladies will this. I'm like, Josh, he's nine.
It's true, though.
Josh, I just want you to know, when you come over this week for the next lesson, just keep in the back of your mind that Jeremy is thinking, man, Josh looks really
hot. You look really good.
Right
Oh, I know. He lets me know, actually.
I get all sweaty.
With his eyes. He lets you know with his eyes.
Oh,
a little wink.
Absolutely.
So I say guitar.
Josh?
You know, I was thinking about this, too, and I do play guitar, but I'm going to go a different route, and I think that it's the saxophone. I think the saxophone is a very sexy instrument, and I don't know why.
And it's the movement, because you can really, you know, you play it, and you're blowing on it, and you're like,
you're getting into
thrusting a little bit.
Absolutely.
Did you guys ever see the vampire movie called The Lost Boys?
No.
I don't believe so.
Because there's a scene towards the beginning where there's a concert out on the beach, you know, Southern California, and all the kids are dancing on the beach to this concert. And the lead singer guy then pulls out a saxophone and starts, you know, wailing on it, you know, shirtless and everything.
Well, that,
that might have
too,
something to do with it, right? You know, this guy kind of looks like, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah,
you know,
and he's blowing on that horn.
Here,
we'll play this. It's gonna get hot. Yeah. It's gonna get steamy. There you go. That's the saxophone.
Mm-hmm. We can definitely ask our listeners this question. Please name the sexiest instrument, and we'll see if we can get a consensus from people. I'm going to go a different route also, because I thought about this over the weekend. I defy anyone to name a sexier instrument than, and you're going to laugh when I first say it, but allow me to explain, okay? The harp. And I'll tell you why. Because, like, when a woman plays a harp, the way she's sitting, she's embracing the instrument.
Oh.
It doesn't look like she's playing it. It looks like she's making love to it.
What?
Think about that image of the caressing and the hands and the...
Okay, I see that.
She's got her arms wrapped around it. I mean, it's pulled up against her body. I think... Whether you like the sound or not of the harp, a woman playing a harp is probably the sexiest of the instruments. That's my argument.
I can see that, but let me ask you this. Has anyone ever looked sexy carrying around a harp?
No, because they have like a dolly. See, that's where my mind visually automatically goes, is this little petite beautiful woman playing the harp, and the whole time I'm waiting for the thing to fall on her.
But it never does.
I wish it would.
Because it is a lover and it would never hurt her. So
I could see that's kind of sexy.
That. Yeah. No, I can see the actual playing of the harp.
And
yes.
She's the eyes are closed.
Yes. And she,
look
I'm
at me doing
you,
the
look
motions.
On her face is pure ecstasy. Right? It's gonna get hot. It's gonna get steamy. Somewhere
it
we
is.
Have some harp music, but it might take a while.
I don't
to
think
dig
I
it up.
Have that, don't.
I'm telling you, it's in the system somewhere. So now we open up the phones, and we can also post this online too. But 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We want everybody to participate.
Have some fun. I mean, this isn't difficult here.
No, we're not. Yeah, we're not doing some this heavy world.
This is
know,
not a math
issue.
Word problem. There is no train leaving a station anywhere in this conversation.
Here's Deanne on the phone. Deanne, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, what are you going to vote for?
I got to go with the saxophone.
Oh.
There's nothing sexier than a man. Yep, I've seen The Lost Boys. I agree. It's the sexiest. The sound even puts you in that place.
Like this guy playing it?
And really, any instrument where you have to wet the reed just oozes sexy, doesn't it?
So you know that scene on the beach that I'm talking about, Deanne? That's what you're saying.
Yep. One of my favorite movies.
You are delightful. Have a fun Monday. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Appreciate you listening. Let's talk to Nicole. Hey, Nicole. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
It's a great day. So what do you got for sexiest instrument?
Oh, the first thing before you said it, it came to my mind. My family came from Ireland, and it's definitely the harp. I mean, it is just so sensuous. And the ladies are always dressed up, you know, to the nines when they're playing the harp. I've seen Celtic women many times. And therefore, I am absolutely going hands down with the harp.
They almost become one with the instrument, don't they?
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're making love to the harp. That's what it looks like. They're making love to an instrument. And you know, Nicole, I hadn't even thought about that aspect of them being dressed that way. Because you never see anybody in cutoff jeans and a tank top playing the harp.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's very elegant.
It's a romantic affair.
Mm-hmm. It's sensual.
Oh.
And I've always wanted to learn how to play the harp. I just think it's just the most beautiful instrument.
Well, why don't you?
You should.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
Get out there. Get
cook a nice dinner for, you know, your special someone. Light the candles and grab a dolly and wheel that thing out and clomp it down.
And then we'll have you wheel it into the studios later and give us a little performance, okay?
That's right.
Oh, yes. Well, that would be fun. Mm.
Nicole, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Yes. Thanks. I love you guys.
Strap it to your roof of your car and bring it down here.
Richard writes in and says, boys, the sexiest instrument is the drum. It lets out primal emotions.
Oh, I could see that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Melanie, I think it's the harmonica. The sound is awful, but it's the most intimate playing. Is that just because your mouth is
all over it, man? Speaking of that, who wrote in? Where's that note? Susan says, she said, the flute, and she actually plays the flute. She said, my teacher back in sixth grade said that flute players are the best kissers because we know how to pucker.
They get a lot of lip practice?
A lot of lip practice.
Have you ever tried playing the flute? Because I remember a friend of mine in high school was a flute player, and she let me try it, and... That takes some...
Mad skills, huh?
That takes skills, mouth skills.
Coordination.
Laura says, I vote for the violin. The sound is gorgeous. And like Dom described with the harp, violin players look like they're almost having a sexual experience.
Ew.
I guess the look on their face again... And let's point out, Laura, we're talking violin and not the fiddle. There's a difference,
Yeah.
You see those people in those bluegrass bands playing the fiddle. That's not...
They have overalls on.
That's not sexy. And then lastly, Amanda goes, the sexiest instrument is the piano. When you see concert masters gracefully moving their fingers across those keys, and then she puts, oh, with 3 exclamation points, I get steamy just thinking about it.
It's gonna get hot.
Right.
It's gonna get steamy.
Settle down.
Woo!